WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Stuck Morning Reset. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let me tell you, this week we're diving headfirst into something that might sound a little counterintuitive at first. Building resilience through negative thinking exercises. Yep, you heard that right. We're not trying to become Pollyannas here, but rather learn how to navigate those inevitable waves of negativity in a way that actually makes us stronger. Ever feel like your mind is this runaway roller coaster of thoughts? You know, one minute you're soaring with optimism, the next you're plummeting into a pit of what-ifs and I-can'ts. Well, embrace it. That mental roller coaster is part of being human. But instead of resisting it or letting it derail us, what if we could learn to harness that energy? That's where these negative thinking exercises come in. Think of them as mental muscle training. The more you practice acknowledging and processing those negative thoughts, the stronger your ability to bounce back from challenges becomes. It's not about ignoring negativity or pretending it doesn't exist, it's about facing it head on with a stoic mindset. So, what are some key takeaways from this mental workout routine? First up, identify those negative thought patterns. Pay attention to the language you use, always, never, must. These words often signal an all-or-nothing thinking trap that can really weigh us down. Next, challenge those thoughts with evidence. Just because a thought pops into your head doesn't mean it's true. Ask yourself, what proof do I have for this? Often, you'll find the evidence is lacking, or at least not as solid as you initially thought. This helps break down that self-defeating narrative before it gets too entrenched. Thirdly, reframe those thoughts in a more balanced way. Instead of saying, I always mess things up, try, I made a mistake this time, but I can learn from it and do better next time. It's all about shifting your perspective from a place of defeat to one of growth and opportunity. Fourth, practice gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. This helps shift your focus away from negativity and cultivates a more positive outlook overall. And finally, remember that resilience is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like you're back on that mental roller coaster, and that's okay. Just keep practicing these exercises, keep challenging those negative thoughts, and remember you are stronger than you think. Now, let me share a real-world example to illustrate this. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've put in the time, practiced your material, but suddenly doubts creep in. What if I forget everything? What if people laugh at me? These are common negative thoughts that can paralyze us. Instead of letting these anxieties take over, use this moment to practice those exercises we talked about. Acknowledge those thoughts. Okay, I'm feeling anxious about the presentation. Challenge them with evidence. I've practiced this material thoroughly, and I know it well. Reframe your thinking. This is an opportunity to showcase my skills and contribute to the team. And lastly, practice gratitude for the chance to present in the first place. See how shifting your mindset can make a difference. You're not ignoring those anxieties, you're navigating them with awareness and purpose. So, what are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Remember, building resilience isn't about being perfect, it's about learning to face challenges head-on and coming out stronger on the other side. Practice those negative thinking exercises, embrace the roller coaster of life, and remember you got this. Ready to take action? Share your biggest takeaway from today's episode with me in the comments section below. Let's keep the conversation going and support each other on this journey towards a more resilient and fulfilling life. Until next time, keep those stoic vibes flowing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.